Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emo McCarthy. Early Monday morning, the 24 serving bishops of the Church in Ireland gathered together in the Vatican crypts before the tomb of St. Peter. It was a moment of reflection and prayer ahead of their meetings with the Holy Father and members of the Vatican Curia to discuss the fallout from the recently published reports into child sex abuse by members of the clergy and religious in the last century in Ireland. The revelations of the Ryan and Murphy reports have rocked the Catholic Church on the island nation to its very core, particularly the Murphy report into abuse in the Dublin Archdiocese, which underscored the failure of bishops to properly address victims' concerns. In an unprecedented move, Pope Benedict called all serving diocesan bishops to the Vatican for 2 days of discussion. On Monday, Mass was led by Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who, reflecting on St. James chapter 1, urged the bishops to consider their trials with joy, because while on the one hand they humiliate, on the other they test the faith, producing patience and perseverance. Cardinal Bertone added that for the Church, these tests may come from outside or inside. Both, he said, are painful, but those that come from within are naturally hard and humiliating. He described the trials facing the Catholic community in Ireland as a serious test, which sees some churchmen involved in particularly abhorrent acts. Cardinal Bertone said, "This kind of test strips us of any false sense of security and pushes us to entrust ourselves to God alone. Because only if we are true and sincerely humble can the grace of God act and can we achieve a true rebirth." The Secretary of State warned against the temptation to discouragement and despair, touching the heart of believers, shaking their faith and threatening their ability to trust God. For this reason, he told the bishops Monday morning that they must accept God's will with a good and faithful heart in order to receive the full force of renewal. Ahead of the meetings Monday, Cardinal Sean Brady, Primate of All Ireland, said that this is a time of patience, reconciliation and renewal for his brother bishops.
As I say, I've never come to Ireland with more prayers and more concern. I know that the Holy Father and the people in the Curia are the same. They want us to engage positively and hopefully with good results. But it's just one step in a long journey.
Pope Benedict XVI's meeting with the bishops of Ireland will conclude on Tuesday, February 16th. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.